In this bulletin, Cyclone Fina making landfall in the top end. Gunmen in Nigeria abduct 200 students and staff from a Catholic school. And in rugby union, the Wallabies hit by fresh injury blows ahead of the France test.
With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy.
Cyclone Fina, currently a Category 2 system, is closing in on Darwin, posing a serious threat to the region. As of this morning, it's located northeast of Darwin, impacting the Tiwi Islands and the Coburg Peninsula, with sustained winds around 100 km per hour and gusts reaching up to 140 km per hour. Residents in Darwin and the surrounding top end areas are being urged to secure their homes and stay inside. Shanak Gamble with the Bureau of Meteorology says the system may intensify to a Category 3.
The worst of the conditions in Darwin are expected to be during the day tomorrow and into tomorrow evening. Destructive wind gusts of 150 kilometres an hour could develop during this evening as the system nears the coast. Outside of the cyclone warning and watch area, severe thunderstorms with destructive winds could develop as far east as Groot Island. A flood watch is current for much of the northern top end.
Gunmen have attacked St. Mary's Catholic boarding school in Niger State, abducting around 200 students and staff in the latest wave of school kidnappings in northern Nigeria. More than 1,500 students have been abducted in the region over the past decade, with armed gangs often acting for ransom, repeatedly targeting schools, travellers and rural communities. President Bola Tinubu has cancelled his trip to the G20 summit as the crisis escalates, while police say military units have been deployed, but no group has claimed responsibility. The sister of one student who escaped, content creator Ezi Gloria Chidinma, says families feel abandoned by authorities.
It's traumatic. Like my mom, I don't think she's getting herself, because even when my sister escaped this morning, when the whole thing happened this morning, she was like a guinea. After her and my eldest brother last year, this time around again, last year, my mom and my brother, my senior brother, they were kidnapped. And guess what? We called the security, we called the police. And what they said was, there's nothing they can do.
Anthony Albanese has met with his Indian counterpart on the sidelines of the G20 in Johannesburg. He has offered condolences to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the recent terrorist attack in India that killed 30 people and a bus crash in Saudi Arabia that claimed the lives of 45 Indian pilgrims after the bus they were travelling in caught fire near Medina in Saudi Arabia. The Australian Prime Minister has also commended the large Indian diaspora in Australia, describing the relationship between both countries as very strong. He says he looks forward to further discussions with foreign ministers later today at the G20 summit in South Africa's Johannesburg.
But we have much to discuss, and our relationship is very strong, never stronger in my view. I think the economic relationship we can strengthen further, and our defence and security ties are also very important.
US President Donald Trump and New York Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani have struck a conciliatory tone after a meeting in the Oval Office despite their sharp political differences. Both men called the talks productive, focusing on housing, the cost of living and what they described as a shared commitment to improving life in America's largest city. President Trump spoke shortly after their meeting at the Oval Office.
We've just had a great meeting, a really good, very productive meeting. We have one thing in common. We want this city of ours that we love to do very well. And I wanted to congratulate the mayor. We're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York. And congratulations, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mamdani, a Democratic socialist who has previously been highly critical of Mr. Trump, says the conversation centered on affordability for the 8.5 million New Yorkers struggling with rising rents, grocery bills and utility costs. He added that the meeting focused on areas where cooperation is possible rather than on their many disagreements. The Wallabies have been dealt with further setbacks at the end of their troubled European tour, with fly half Carter Gordon and hooker Billy Pollard both withdrawing injured ahead of their final test against France in Paris. Gordon, recalled for just his second start since returning from the NRL, was ruled out on Friday after failing to overcome a persistent quad issue. Pollard, one of only two players in line to feature in all 15 tests this year, was also forced out after team medics confirmed a hip pointer injury. Tane Admet moves into the starting lineup, while the Western Force's Hamish Stewart comes onto the bench. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Helena Krishnamurthy.